Okay, now the fourth meaning of life, the fourth meaning of life that we find from a linguistic point of view is when anxiety is removed. Right, like I mentioned at the beginning, which is irtifa'ul gham. Ibaratun an irtifa'il gham. It is an expression that refers to when anxiety is removed from you. So in other words, there is a meaning to life, which means that you're living life free from anxiety, free from stress. Right? So this is real life. And any person who is full of anxiety, full of stress, full of worry, full of grief, and he has all of these illnesses of the soul and of the heart, right? This person is not living. This person is not living. So this is another meaning of the word life. The poet, he said, لَيْسَ مَنْ مَاتَ فَاسْتَرَاحَ بِمَيْتٍ إِنَّمَا الْمَيْتُ مَيْتُ الْأَحْيَاءِ, which means that the one who dies and then he dies and he reaches, he becomes relaxed and he's at ease because death has taken him away from the hardships of life, right? So this person who dies, he's not really dead. Well, do you understand what the poet is saying? The poet is saying that the person who dies and then he, in his death, he basically now reaches satisfaction and ease, right? He's relaxed in his death. Why? Because he lived a good life and he's escaped all of the trials of life. So when this person dies, he has not really died. He's not really dead. Rather, he's now living. And on the other hand, the dead person, the actual dead person, is the one who is dead while alive, while he is alive. So some people, when they die, they become alive. Why? Because they have escaped the anxiety and the grief, and they lived a wholesome, good life upon iman, righteous deeds. So then they die, and now in this death, they have now reached ease and satisfaction, and all the grief has gone. So they haven't actually died. This person is not the dead person. This person is actually the living person. But on the other hand, there are those people who are alive. And whilst they are alive, they are dead. Why are they dead? Because their life is full of anxiety, stress, grief, worry, right? And these things arise either because of calamities that fall upon them, because of their sins, or because of trials, and because of these types of reasons. So this now is a fourth linguistic meaning to the word life. What do we mean life? Right? Life is freedom from anxiety, freedom from worry. The fifth meaning of life is referring to the eternal life in the hereafter. The eternal life in the hereafter. And so this type of life, how do you reach this eternal life? This eternal life in the hereafter, you reach it by way of knowledge and by way of reason. You use your reason to do that which will earn you this eternal life in the hereafter. Right? In other words, the life in the hereafter is different to the life in this world. It is eternal, it never ends. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلرَّسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. Look at this verse. O you who believe, respond to Allah and His Messenger when He invites you to that which will give you life. Right? So the Messenger is calling us to that which will give us life in this world and also eternal life in the hereafter. Right? That life which will never end and never cease. And another clear verse is in Surah Al-Fajr, right at the very end, when the person you know, who is going to be punished, and he's going to be tied up in chains and he's about to be punished, he says, Ya laytani qaddamtu li hayati. He says, woe be to me, if only I had put something forward for my life. What's he referring to? Meaning his life in the hereafter. Because his life in the hereafter now is going to be eternal. In eternal punishment in this case. Right? So life in the hereafter is eternal. And, you know, it is different to the life of this world. This is the fifth meaning of life then. Life in the hereafter. And the sixth meaning of life is in fact that life which Allah Azza wa Jal, the Creator, is described with. Right? This is the complete, the perfect life in which there are no deficiencies and death can, which death cannot overcome or overtake. This is the life which is the attribute of Allah Azza wa Jal. And you know, as we read in Ayatul Kursi, Allahu la ilaha illa hu al-hayyul qayyum, al-hayyul qayyum. Right, Allah, there is none worthy of worship besides Him. There is none worthy of worship besides Him, except Him. And He is al-hayy and al-qayyum. Al-hayy meaning the ever-living, who is perfect in His life. And so, this now is the sixth meaning of life, and obviously this is the most perfect and complete meaning of life, which belongs only to Allah Azza wa Jal. So these are basically six linguistic meanings of the word life, and there are a number of other ways we can also explain life as well. So for example, one definition is that life is an attribute which brings about knowledge and power in a thing. This is just another way of defining life. Right? Life is an attribute from which come the attributes of life, knowledge, al-ilm wal-qudra. Al-ilm wal-qudra. So every living thing has knowledge and power or ability, right? And obviously this will be different for every living thing. So for example, an insect has a certain amount of awareness or knowledge about, you know, its own functions and about the surroundings, and it has a certain amount of qudra, right? Like a spider has a certain amount of qudra which Allah Azza wa Jal has given to it. Right, which is suitable for whatever Allah Azawajal, you know, created it for. So every living thing has these two qualities. This is another way of defining what is life. Whatever has ilm and qudra, then it is living. It has life. That's another way of basically describing the word life. And also, you know, sometimes when we give greetings to each other, we say, Hayyakallah, Hayyakallah. What is the meaning of this? It simply means, may Allah grant you life. May Allah give you life. And another meaning of at-tahiyya, as you say, at-tahiyyatu lillah. Another meaning is that this means to mulk, authority. This would mean, at-tahiyyatu lillah, all authority belongs to Allah. Also, we have the name Yahya, Yahya, and this is a unique name. Inna nubashiruka bi ghulamin ismuhu Yahya. Indeed, we give you glad tidings of a child whose name will be Yahya. Yahya. What is the meaning of this word Yahya? Al-Raghib al-Asfahani, he said that that he has been named with this name Yahya because he did not kill himself by way of sins. He did not commit sins and thereby, you know, cause himself to die. I mean, he caused his heart to die, cause his soul to die. And so hence his name is Yahya, the one with life, meaning that he did not commit sins. As opposed to most of the sons of Adam, they basically annihilate themselves, they destroy themselves, and they kill themselves by way of sin. So he is another meaning of the word, Yahya, freedom of sins. So from all of